When Daphne from fair Phoebus did fly, the west wind most sweetly did blow in her face. Her silken scarf scarce shadowed her eyes. The god cried, "O pity," and held her in chase. Stay, nymph," cries Apollo, "tarry and turn thee, sweet nymph, stay. Lion nor tiger doth thee follow, turn thy fair eyes and look this away. Oh, turn my pretty sweet, and let our red lips meet. Pity, O Daphne, pity, O pity me, pity, O Daphne, pity me." She gave no care unto his cry, but still did neglect him the more he did moan. He still did entreat, she still did deny, and earnestly praise him to leave her alone. "Never, never," cries Apollo, "unless to love thou do consent. But still with my voice so hollow, I'll cry to thee while life be spent. But if thou turn to me, I'll praise thy felicity. Pity, O Daphne, pity, O pity me, pity, O Daphne, pity me." Away like Venus dove she flies, the red blood her buskins did run all adown. He plaintive love she now denies, crying, "Help Diana and save my renown. Wanton, wanton lust is near me, cold and chaste Diana aid. Let the earth a virgin bear me, or devour me quick a maid." Diana heard her pray, and turned her to a bay. Pity, O Daphne, pity, O pity me, pity, O Daphne, pity me. Amazed stood Apollo then, when he beheld Daphne turned as she desired. "Accursed am I above gods and men, with grief and laments my senses are tired. Farewell, false Daphne, most unkind, my love is buried in this grave. Long have I sought love, yet love could not find, therefore this is my epitaph. This tree doth Daphne cover, that never pitied love a fair, or false Daphne, that would not pity me, though not my love, yet art thou my tree."